For our final reading and reflection tonight, or perhaps I should say for our first one of 2017. No, I guess our first one was John 17. So this is our second one for 2017. I've chosen a parable of Jesus from Matthew's gospel, and Irene has it at the back, the parable of the talents. I know we have all heard this parable before, in which a master entrusts some fairly large sums of money to his servants and expects them not only to guard it, but to multiply it while he is away. The parable is about what we do with our money, but it's also about what we do with every good gift, talent, ability, and resource that God gives to us. As we hear the parable again tonight, I invite you to consider the gifts that God has given to you and what you plan to do with them in 2017. Irene, come on up and use the microphone, and she has a great parable to share with us.
So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you? Then I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But for those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, and where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
Okay. Don't start to worry about being thrown into the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. The point is that God really, really, really wants us to make good use of the gifts that we have been given. So, what are those gifts? What talents, abilities, resources, and gifts have we been given to use for God's glory, for building up the church, for sharing God's love with the world, for preaching the gospel to the ends of the earth, for enacting God's care and compassion for all of his children? What are the gifts? What are some of the gifts that we have amongst us tonight in this group, in our congregation as a whole? Laughter. Wonderful. Loving each other. That's an amazing gift. Loving ourselves. We have to love ourselves too, right? Yeah. Singing, a wonderful gift.
Dancing.
And having fun. And having fun. Sharing that fun with other people. What else have we got?
Preaching,
teaching. And taking those gifts outside of the church building into our families, into our workplaces, into our schools. Can we go to school and share God's love with the person in the next desk? Yeah? Good. I know you can. So we are reminded that we have all of those gifts. And we need to think about, as we begin a new year, if you want to make a New Year's resolution, did anyone already make a New Year's resolution? No one has that practice? No? Don't worry about it. But if you do, make sure that whatever that resolution is, that it has to do with calling you to have courage, to have boldness, to use your gifts for God's work in the world. Don't let it be a resolution about how much you're going to eat or exercise, or, you know, I'm going to be really neat and tidy at my desk, or, like, those are fine, but try to make that resolution be about how you're sharing your gifts with the world around you, the gifts that God has given you. There is a great song. I don't know if anyone knows this Christian songwriter and singer, Carolyn Ahrens. She's a Canadian from BC originally. And she has this song, which I've listened to a few times over the last week, probably partly because it's got a really good beat for walking to, and I've been walking a lot, and I like to listen to music. But let me just read you the words of this song. Hey you, with the time, why don't you spend it? If you've got a dime, why don't you lend it? If you've got hands, then get them reaching out. If you've got feet, then get up off the couch. There's nothing so rude as a gift you don't use or a life that you choose not to live, because you're blessed to bless, and the best of possessions is having something to give. Hey you, with the song, why don't you sing it? If you've got a lunch, why don't you bring it? And if you've got a dream, don't let it die. If you've got a will, come on and try. There's nothing so rude as a gift you don't use or a life that you choose not to live, because you're blessed to bless, and the best of possessions is having something to give. Strength that's wasted always wastes away, but love that's lived gets stronger every day. One more time. There's nothing so rude as a gift you don't use or a life that you choose not to live, because you're blessed to bless, and the best of possessions is having something. You've got something to give. As we sing, Lord of All Power, I invite you to think about that something and how you will give it and share it in 2017 for God's glory. Number 626, Lord of All Power.